Reach Out and Respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
3 minutes after the hour, it's Thursday, August 19th. Good morning and welcome back to another hour of Morning Air as we continue with day four of our Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverins. Thanks so much for joining us across our nation, coast to coast here on the Relevant Radio Network and the Relevant Radio app. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we are heading down the stretch. In fact, we are down the stretch. It's crunch time with only the rest of today and tomorrow to go for this pledge drive. Please open your heart and help us to reach our goal of $2.7 million by 5 p.m. Central tomorrow on Friday. We need your help. We take it 1 hour at a time. We need your help this hour. We're looking again for 100 listeners, 100 persons to step up to the plate from across our country. Doesn't seem that difficult when you think of all the many millions that are listening at any given moment, any given hour here on Relevant Radio. We need you to support the mission of Relevant Radio, of bringing Christ to the world through the media. So we really need you to reach out and respond this hour. We can do it. We need 100 listeners. Nothing is impossible with God. As we know from Scripture and as we're constantly reminded during every pledge drive by my good buddy Drew Mariani, let's remind ourselves also of the importance of Thursday. Thursday is the traditional day dedicated to the institution of the Holy Eucharist by our blessed Lord Jesus on Holy Thursday. That's why I mention it every single Thursday. We honor this day and remember Holy Thursday. We also start each hour during this pledge drive with the powerful memorare prayer, invoking the intercession of the Mother of God, our blessed Mother Mary, to help us to reach our goal. Let us pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of life, and patroness of Relevant Radio, pray for us. St. Joseph, especially here in this year of St. Joseph, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we never forget to invoke and pray to the Holy Spirit on this program. We joke about it. We say the Holy Spirit is the executive producer of this show, and it really is. I wouldn't dare do this show without praying to the Holy Spirit. So we always pray, come, Holy Spirit, come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Coming up in a few moments, we'll be joined by Bishop Donald Hyang, the Bishop of the Diocese of Madison, Wisconsin, who will join us to talk about, what do you know? The role of the Holy Spirit in the life of a Catholic Christian. And a little bit later this hour, financial expert Bill Uliveri, the owner of Senecal Capital Management in the Chicago area, will be with us to discuss how the markets are reacting to the Afghanistan situation. Also bring you yet another episode of Glenn's Story Corner. All that and much more coming up this hour here on Morning Air. As we do every day, we have the power scripture from the Playbook of Life. Today's edition is from the Apostle St. Paul in Philippians 2:10 and 11. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. This is what it's all about. This is what Relevant Radio is all about. Our Lord Jesus Christ, let's meditate on the powerful and holy name of Jesus. We need to always reflect on His holy name and do it throughout the day. It can be something as simple as praying, Jesus, help me, or praying the Jesus Prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ wants us to know His infinite ocean of mercy. All we have to do is trust. All we have to do is pray. And that's why we pray every single day here on this show, Jesus, I trust in you. Every day here on Morning Air, we also invoke the Holy Spirit, as I just mentioned, to inspire this broadcast, this show, and to help me to share the truth. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, believers are saved, filled, sealed, and sanctified. The Holy Spirit reveals God's thoughts, teaches, and guides believers into all truth, including knowledge of what is to come. The Holy Spirit also helps Christians in their weakness and intercedes for them. But why is it that so many Catholic Christians don't really know the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Holy Trinity? Now joining us here on Morning Air is His Excellency Bishop Donald Hying from the Diocese of Madison, Wisconsin, to discuss the role of the Holy Spirit in the life of a Christian. Bishop Hying is the fifth bishop of the Diocese of Madison, Wisconsin. He was an auxiliary bishop of the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, Wisconsin from 2011 to 2015, and the bishop of the Diocese of Gary, Indiana from 2015 to 2019. Your Excellency Bishop Hying, thanks so much for joining us once again.
Good morning, John and Glenn. It's always a joy to be on with you, especially during your drive. It's so important that people continue to hear the good news of Jesus through Relevant Radio. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Your Excellency. In fact, before we talk about the Holy Spirit, could you share a few words of encouragement for our listeners on why they should support the mission of Relevant Radio, of bringing Christ to the world through the media here in these last 2 days of the Pledge Drive?
Yeah, I know so many Catholics who would say they've come back to the practice of the faith, or they came to the faith originally by listening to Relevant Radio. And the programming, the speakers, the topics, all of it just helps form our minds and hearts to be more knowledgeable, more committed, and more passionate about living our Catholic faith. So the reach of Relevant Radio is remarkable. I think many people were going to write off radio at one point, and I think radio is more relevant than ever in terms of speaking the good news to our society that needs it more than ever. You think of people in prison listening to this. You think of people stuck in traffic listening to this. You think of people at home getting ready for work. And the reach of radio is remarkable. And for that, I just commend all of your efforts.
And Bishop, part of what we do is to give the bishops of our nation a platform to be able to bring our Lord Jesus Christ to our country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for that, all of us are grateful. So I always enjoy being on once a month. It's a treat. It's a privilege. So I thank you.
Well, thank you. Excellency, why do you suppose it is that so many Catholic Christians don't really know the Holy Spirit? They don't have a real relationship with the third person of the Holy Trinity.
I think when I reflect on my own catechesis, even seminary formation, there was never much emphasis on the Holy Spirit. So we think of God the Father, in terms of creation. We think of Jesus Christ in terms of the New Testament. The Holy Spirit just seems much more nebulous, not quite easily understood. And yet when you read the New Testament, it's clear that the sending of the Holy Spirit is the fruit of the whole mission of Christ. So that us receiving the Holy Spirit leads us into the life of God, sanctifies us, makes us children of God. Holy Spirit is the activator, the one that brings us the energy, the light, the wisdom, the very presence of God.
Our Lord Jesus Christ promised the Holy Spirit. Bishop Hying, why did God send the Holy Spirit to the world?
The Holy Spirit was there at creation. Holy Spirit descended upon Moses and the prophets in the Old Testament. The Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus at his baptism. And, of course, the sending of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. So the Holy Spirit is the one that continues the mission of Christ in the world through the church. So we invoke the Holy Spirit in every sacrament that we celebrate. Holy Spirit inspired the writing of the scriptures. So the Holy Spirit, again, is the one that sanctifies us and brings us the gifts that we need in order to live our faith so well. Those beautiful gifts of the Holy Spirit that we celebrate at Confirmation especially.
Excellency, can you talk about the role of the Holy Spirit in our Catholic Church?
We are called to pray to the Holy Spirit. Whenever I'm stuck, whenever I'm struggling with making a decision or knowing what to say or knowing what to do, I just pray to the Holy Spirit, as I know you do on this show. And the Holy Spirit always comes through for us. So the Holy Spirit gives us the fire, the energy, the courage that we need to really live our faith. Again, the third person of the Trinity who activates us, energizes us, sanctifies us, and fills us.
There's so much that we can talk about the Holy Spirit. We need to take a short break, Excellency, as we continue our conversation about the role of the Holy Spirit with Bishop Donald Hying, the Bishop of the Diocese of Madison, Wisconsin. Stay with us. We'll be back with much more after this short timeout.
This week is just flying by, and we have only the rest of today and tomorrow to reach our need of $2.7 million. Hi, everyone. This is Father Rocky. And if you haven't had a chance to give yet, please consider becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Our St. Joseph members donate at least $25 a month on a recurring basis. Knowing that we can count on those gifts every month reduces our mailing cost. Our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society members receive several spiritual benefits throughout the year, including being remembered in prayer perpetually on the feast days of St. Joseph. You can learn more about that at relevantradio.com/Joseph. We have 100% dollar-for-dollar match this hour, so reach out and respond and have your gift of any amount doubled. Please call us at 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, or relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
All right, here we go at 877-291-0123 online at relevantradio.com on the mobile app as well. This hour could well be the biggest hour of the whole week for morning air. Got some great news for you. First off, about 45 minutes left to go with a 100% match. It's a partnership challenge hour. I've been telling you all week long that, well, that match when it's 100% isn't going to get any better than that. But how about this? As a guy, I have to admit I'm wrong. I mean, one other time I thought I was wrong, but I wasn't, so I guess I was wrong there. But there is a better match than the 100%. John, for this hour, for the rest of this hour, for 45 more minutes for this hour, we have a special $15,000 challenge grant. That's an extra $15,000, an extra $15,000 on top of the regular 100% match. So for this hour, the rest of this hour, 45 more minutes, we've got $15,000 more to be matched. All right, so you get the regular match and then up to $15,000 of an extra match this hour only. So it's really critical you get around to it. The pledge drive ends tomorrow at 5 Central. We need you to call right now. I don't think the match will get any better than the regular match plus the extra one-for-one match up to $15,000. So let's not let that extra $15,000 just sit on the table this hour. Please get around to it right now. Won't you do your best? 877-291-0123 online at relevantradio.com on the mobile app. Give the rest of this hour. We get that extra match on top of the 100% match, an extra $15,000 matched one for one. So please consider giving now. Get around to it. Talk it over with your sweetheart. Pick up that phone to Relevant Radio at 877-291-0123.
If you are financially blessed, we're speaking to you. $15,000 challenge grant. Outstanding. 877-291-0123. Now, as Catholics, we believe in the Holy Eucharist and who is present in the Blessed Sacrament. We say who is present because the Holy Eucharist contains the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This has been the clear teaching of the Church since the earliest of days, but in recent years, some Catholics don't believe in the true presence. Relevant Radio can help to inspire and educate millions about the real presence of Christ in the Holy Eucharist. Please open your heart and support the mission of Relevant Radio. Reach out and respond by giving online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Please, right now, we need your help. We have this $15,000 challenge grant, absolutely outstanding. We need your help. Please, 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. You can make a difference for time and for eternity. Do it today, remembering this is the day, Thursday, when our Lord instituted the Holy Eucharist. We need your help. Give now.
Vámonos!
18 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to Morning Air here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm John Morales. Thanks so much for joining us as we continue our conversation about the role of the Holy Spirit in the life of a Catholic Christian with His Excellency Bishop Donald Hyang, the Bishop of the Diocese of Madison, Wisconsin. Bishop, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, as a bishop, I love doing confirmations. It's probably one of my favorite things to do, is just interacting with the young people, you know, rubbing the chrism on their forehead, watching them as they receive the Holy Spirit in that very special sacrament. And it always draws me back to Pentecost, and I would love to have been a fly on the wall on Pentecost morning, you know, what happened up there, you know, that mysterious moment when the Holy Spirit descended upon those first followers of Christ. And none of them spoke of that personally that's recorded. And yet we can see the difference the Holy Spirit makes. Because before the Holy Spirit descended, the apostles were afraid. They were silent about their experience of the risen Christ. They weren't sure what to do next. Peter goes back to fishing. They're just kind of listless. Holy Spirit descends in wind and fire, and they are transformed. You know, so they know exactly what to do. They go out into the streets and they start speaking of Jesus crucified and risen as the new meaning of history. You know, and it's Simon Peter who gets up and says, you know, you who crucified this man, you know, the Lord has raised him up and made him the Lord of life. And there's a point in Acts 2 where it says the crowd was cut to the heart. I love that phrase. It's the same phrase mentioned when John the Baptist preached. You know, the people were cut to the heart by what Peter was saying, and they said, what should we do? And he said, you know, convert from your sins, be baptized, enter with us into this church, this newly born community of believers in Jesus. So on Pentecost morning, we see the power of the Holy Spirit and what the presence of the Holy Spirit transforms and does. And that same power is available to us.
Excellency, you mentioned confirmations. My son was just recently confirmed last fall, and it's a powerful moment. Everything about it, the music, the Come Holy Spirit songs, you just feel the power of the Holy Spirit in that room. Can you talk about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives through the sacraments?
So in every sacrament, we invoke the Holy Spirit as the activator. And so in the Eucharist, the bread and wine become body and blood of Christ. Moment of the Epiclesis when
it looks like we're having a issue with the connection with His Excellency Bishop Donald Hyang as we were talking about the role of the Holy Spirit. We'll be getting him back here shortly, Lord willing. But, you know, the Holy Spirit is such a powerful third person of the Holy Trinity that I know, speaking from my own personal experience, every single day before the show, I pray a short little prayer to the Holy Spirit, a very beautiful prayer of St. Augustine, and just invoking that the Holy Spirit be with me in every single aspect of how we act, how we think, what's in our heart, to give us strength, to guard us. The Holy Spirit is so powerful. All we have to do is tap into Him. And in fact, you know, over the years, the Holy Spirit has touched the lives of so many of the greatest saints in the history of our church. Saint after saint after saint have had such a special devotion to the Holy Spirit. Obviously, these saints are special people who are filled with the Holy Spirit. For example, Saint Ignatius of Antioch, the great martyr who was insulted by the Emperor Trajan because he was a Christian, replied, do not insult Ignatius, the God-bearer. He understood that the Holy Spirit dwells within us. And there's so many saints throughout the history of our church. St. John Paul II had such a strong devotion to the Holy Spirit. He had that feeling, that charismatic feeling of the power of the Holy Spirit. Excellency, it looks like you're back.
Yes, I believe so.
Thank you. Things happen in live radio, but hey, the Holy Spirit is with us, without a doubt. We were talking about the sacraments. You started to talk about the power of the Holy Spirit, how we feel it in the confirmation, in the Holy Eucharist, in confession, in all the sacraments.
Yes, so in every sacrament, we invoke the power of the Holy Spirit as the activating force. So the Holy Spirit is the one who brings about the power of the forgiveness of Christ in confession, that blesses the water at baptism, that confects the Eucharist. So the Holy Spirit is the one that the Lord has sent forth upon the world to continue his work and his mission. And like the apostles in that room on Pentecost morning, we too can invoke the Holy Spirit, call down the Holy Spirit upon us. And how important it is for us to pray to the Holy Spirit, especially in moments of challenge, of danger, of need, of wisdom and encouragement. Holy Spirit wants to help us and wants us to be bold, brave, and certainly articulate in our witness to Jesus Christ and the gospel. So the Holy Spirit is the one that does it for us.
Your Excellency, Bishop Hang, St. Paul, the great apostle, reminds us that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, amen. So in baptism, you know, the power of sanctifying grace that the Blessed Trinity wants to dwell within us, and that first sacrament, that primordial sacrament of baptism, you know, the Holy Spirit enters into us and takes up his abode with us. And the only thing that drives out that sanctifying grace is our will to sin. And even then, we have the possibility of restoration through the power of confession. So the Holy Spirit is abundantly generous to us in every possible way. And for that, I'm very grateful. I've seen the Holy Spirit evident, certainly in my life and in the lives of the people that I've been privileged to minister with and to, you know, throughout my years of priesthood and episcopacy. And Holy Spirit will never fail us, which is tremendously reassuring in these days of challenge. You know, the church will always be there because she is sustained by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Bishop Hein, can you give us a little thumbnail on the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, so what, it's early in the morning. Let me think. You might have to help here. So I mean, we think of joy. We think of just temperance. We think of zeal. We think of courage. We think of awe of God, fear of God. What am I missing? But in all of those, we live the discipleship that the Lord wants to share with us as we live out the mission of Jesus.
These are powerful gifts, these gifts. And, you know, obviously we don't have enough time to get into a whole catechesis on every one of them. But, yeah, you hit most of them. Wisdom, understanding, counsel, right. Fortitude, knowledge, piety, and also fear of the Lord. And the Holy Spirit gives us these gifts, and he wants us to be filled with his Holy Spirit.
Yeah, amen. And with the young people today especially, I mean, they need to receive the Holy Spirit in the challenge of living the faith in our culture today. So many parents are passionate about wanting their children to be confirmed for that reason, that there's actual grace given in the sacrament of confirmation, you know, to help us live the faith. It's not simply graduation rites or a ceremony to go through. There's actual grace given in the sacrament, especially to our young people today.
We have about 30 seconds, a final word on living a life filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, just encourage our listeners, pray to the Holy Spirit throughout the day. Just say, come Holy Spirit, help me in this situation. Holy Spirit, fill me with the fire of the love of Jesus. Those little prayers certainly work for me, and they will for you.
Thank you so very, very much, Your Excellency Bishop Hein, for being with us this morning.
Blessings to you. Thank you, Jen.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, financial expert Bill Ulivieri, the owner of Seneca Capital Management, will be with us to discuss how the markets are reacting to the Afghanistan situation. Stay with us as day four of the Reach Out and Response Summer Pledge Drive continues. There's much more to come here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Don't you dare change that dial. Stay with us.
Hey, making some noise, having some fun this morning here on the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Pledge Drive at 877-291-0123. Online at relevantradio.com and on the mobile app, we have a big, special, super-de-duper, super-sized match for you this hour. About 32 minutes left to go here at 877-291-0103. We have the regular 100% match in place right now as the Partnership Challenge Hour continues. But this hour only, so about 32 more minutes to go, we have a special challenge grant of $15,000 in extra matching money. That's on top of the regular 100% match. We have an extra $15,000 in one-for-one matching money this hour. So every gift you give gets matched, you know, once and then again. And so this is a great time to give. Let's not let this money just sit there on the table. Let's take advantage of this beautiful challenge grant up to $15,000. Can you call now? Can you pledge a $1,000 gift that gets matched once and then again? Can you pledge $5,000 getting matched and then again? We've got an extra $15,000 in matching money on top of the regular 100% match right now. Fabulous time to give at 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, on the mobile app as well. All those great thank you gifts are out there too when you give at a variety of giving levels. We've been talking about giving at the $1,000 level, for example. $1,200 for the year, that's $100 a month. We've got the beautiful Mary Mother of God, 8-inch statue. Our thank you to you to remind you how you've helped Relevant Radio and to help you contemplate the love of our mother for you as well. Thanks so much for giving in any amount. Keep praying for us. Keep listening. Keep cheering us on. 877-291-0123, John, or relevantradio.com.
Glenn, as you know, I spent many years as a sportscaster, and so I look at the world through a sports lens. We could call this a double play, this $15,000 match plus the other 100% match. You know, our Catholic faith is not a spectator sport. We must come down out of the stands and get in the game on the playing field. We must live out our Catholic faith and not just watch from the stands. Relevant Radio inspires and motivates you every day to play the game, to live out your faith in Christ and share Him with others. You can make a difference from time and for eternity by opening up your heart today. Do it right this moment by giving to the mission of Relevant Radio. You give and you'll inspire others to give as well. Please reach out and respond. You can give easily online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or you can call us right now, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Remember, $15,000 match is on the line. We need your help if you're financially blessed.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
33 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverance. Thanks so much for being with us as we continue with day four of our Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive. There's only hours, less than 35 hours to go before this pledge drive is over tomorrow at 5 p.m. We need your help this hour. Let's take it 1 hour at a time. We're again looking for only 100 listeners from across our country to support the mission of Relevant Radio of bringing Christ to the world through the media. So we really need you to reach out and respond this hour. As Glenn mentioned a few moments ago, during this hour, we have a $15,000 match. This is absolutely incredible. $15,000 match. Anything that you give will be matched up to $15,000 this hour, plus the 100% match. So it's really a double play, you might call it, of the two matches. Now, coming up a little bit later this half hour, we'll bring you another episode of Glenn's Story Corner. Our number, if you want to be part of the show, 888-914-9149. Now let's talk about the financial markets and the ongoing crisis in Afghanistan. The Taliban has tumbled Afghanistan's government in an embarrassing situation for the U.S. and for the Biden administration. This could have negative effects on the financial markets, both in the short and medium term. The turbulent environment in Afghanistan is definitely going to affect the local market, but what about the international markets? Could they also be affected? Joining us now to discuss how the market is reacting to the Afghanistan situation is longtime Morning Air contributor Bill Ulivieri, the owner of Senecal Capital Management. Senecal is bridging the gap between traditional investing and digital assets. Good morning, Bill. Welcome back to Morning Air. Great to be with you once again.
Oh, thank you for having me, John and Glenn. This is terrific to be here.
Well, Bill, before we talk about the markets, and there's so much to talk about, so many are saying that it's poised for a decline. As a Catholic and as a longtime contributor to Morning Air, why do you feel that it's important? Why is this a perfect time to make a charitable donation to support the mission of bringing Christ to the world through the media here at Relevant Radio?
Well, you know, there's a few reasons. One is, you know, you had just mentioned how these small contributions really add up to really help fund the mission of Relevant Radio. And it makes me think of a conversation I recently had with a brokerage firm that were talking about something called donor-advised funds. Now, we all think in the back of our mind that there are these massively wealthy people that are just throwing tons of money and their net worth at charitable organizations to help fund these things, right, to help fund the mission. But the truth is, virtually all of the money, you know, 84% of all the money that's donated for in these donor advised funds are from small investors, people who just have their hearts in the right place. You can open up a donor advised fund and it costs you nothing. You can open up a fund and anybody can open one up, and you don't even have to fund it except for maybe a year after you open the donor fund. So here is a great way for anybody to create almost like their own personal charitable organization that can fund Relevant Radio, because Relevant Radio is a official 501c3, and you can take some of your money and make tax deductible contributions to this little mini personal charity that can go and pay and donate over time or immediately to Relevant Radio. And I'll tell you why I think is so important right now, John, if you don't mind, if I can kind of go right into it. And that is, I look at thousands and thousands and thousands of mutual funds and bonds, exchange traded funds, commodities, emerging market funds. I am telling you, of 40,000 funds in my database, I can find maybe less than 10 that I'm crazy about. We have the Wilshire, I'll tell you, the Wilshire 5000 is 245% above the economic engine that's driving the economy, called the GDP. 30-year interest rates are at 1.9%. Inflation's at 4 or 5%. So you have bonds are way under inflation, which makes them hugely negative. So you can't go there, right? You can't invest in bonds because the bonds are negative compared to inflation. The stock market is so overvalued. There's no term, no phrase in the Bible that describes the paradox, this contradiction that we're in between the market and the economic engine that drives it. Lumber futures have gotten absolutely crushed despite what everybody is seeing at the stores and what they're talking about. Inflation protection bonds are actually only up about 1%, but they're up way up. They're up high since the COVID time period. There's only two or three stocks, you know, maybe five, like in the QQQ NASDAQ 100 technology index that are positive. The rest are kind of down on the year. We have 40 S&P sectors, 8 are average, 2 are positive, and 30 are unfavored. So 75% of the 40 S&P 500 sectors are negative and unfavored, and the market's making new highs. Like, there's something crazy going on here. There's a boil about to pop. There is, you know, in the movie Star Wars, you talked, you know, Luke Skywalker said that he wasn't afraid of the Death Star. He wasn't afraid of you know, the evil. And Yoda says, well, you should be. You should be. And that's how I feel right now. The stock market is driven by two things. It's driven by emotion, and it's driven by fundamentals. And I am telling you, the emotions are so high right now with what happened in Afghanistan, the pandemic, the lockdowns, travel restrictions, that I think this is the most excellent time of all time of being in this business for 40 years. There's never been a better time to make a donation to a donor advised fund or to make a donation to Relevant Radio. I am telling you, because this bubble that's going on here, this bubble that's about to burst, can actually benefit Relevant Radio, because your time horizon is much longer than many of us that are in the listening audience. So I can't, honestly, there's no better time right now than to donate to a mission of Relevant Radio, because, man, we need you now and let's leverage the bubble to our advantage. And that's really what I have to say on the subject.
Absolutely fantastic. And I love your perspective, because you always bring also a uniquely spiritual and Catholic perspective to our conversations about money. I mean, you could talk about money on many other networks. And in fact, I've heard you on WBBM in Chicago. But you bring a Catholic perspective to all our discussions, and I so much appreciate that. We're talking with Bill Uliveri, the owner of Seneca Capital Management. I'd love to get your take on this big story. Obviously, the mainstream media has been all over it. It's probably the biggest story in the world, this debacle that's going on in Afghanistan. Some are calling it one of the worst, if not the worst, embarrassments in American history. Just your thoughts.
Well, I have to be honest with you, John. I'm not intensely involved in politics or in global events other than how it affects the stock market. And I would say that I've kind of seen this issue before, you know, and being Italian, I can be a very emotional person, right? I'm going to tell you that right now. And I saw a Facebook meme yesterday morning that said, and I quote, "Remember that feeling you got when the second plane hit the Twin Towers and you realized what was going on? You should have that same feeling again right now." And I thought back about when I was on the trading floor, you know, back in the early part of this, of the 2000s, thinking about how I was feeling and what I was thinking, this confusion that was going on in my mind as I saw the first plane hit the tower and then the second plane. And then all of a sudden, I figured out what was going on, right? Like everybody else, we all received this collective acknowledgement of what was happening. And so what I see in Afghanistan, it's that same feeling.
Wow, what a perspective. And I think it's important for us as Catholic Christians to have an eternal perspective about what's going on. This too shall pass. We need to continue to have trust in divine providence. We're going to take a short break as we continue our conversation with Bill Uliveri, the owner of Seneca Capital Management. Stay with us. We'll be back with much more after this.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Every morning, my son comes downstairs to have breakfast with the voice, Patrick Minner. So if you can imagine every day how much of wealth of him. He's in junior high. He's in eighth grade. And he goes to regular public school, you know. And so this is every single day he listens while he's eating breakfast and then on our way to school. And besides the wealth that we've gotten, and, you know, but more than anything for him. And he hears the questions, you know, repeatedly, and so that has stayed in his mind. So just wanted to thank Relevant Radio. Thank you.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Call and donate now.
When you call, ask about making a recurring gift.
1-877-291-0123. Donate safely and quickly online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app.
We've been talking about world events with Bill Uliveri. More with him and John coming up in just a moment. But first, your opportunity here at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com to give it to the Relevant Radio Summer Reach Out and Respond Pledge Drive. Our need by the end of the week. That's tomorrow already at 5 o'clock. 5 p.m. tomorrow is $2.7 million. Each hour needs to be big, and we'll tell you how this hour can be huge. But as we talk about world events, we note, of course, that horrible earthquake, 7.2 earthquake, a huge one. In Haiti, last weekend, that country cannot afford things like that. Thousands of lives lost, and thousands of more without homes. You should know that everything you give to Relevant Radio this week, 10% of everything raised by the Relevant Radio Pledge Drive this week will go to help the folks in Haiti to rebuild through the Catholic Church. So do note that as we tell you the great news we have this hour. It's a 100% match. Partnership Challenge Hour continues 16 more minutes on that, but this hour only for about 15 more minutes here. On top of that, a special $15,000 challenge grant is out there. That means an extra $15,000 in matching funds on top of the regular match, the super duper supersize extra match at $15,000 for the rest of this hour. We've got about 15 minutes left to go. Do take advantage of that, especially those big gifts, a $1,000 gift, a $5,000, a $10,000 gift matched with another $1,000, $5,000, or $10,000. $10,000 and more, up to $15,000 with that extra match. So really, if you're thinking about giving it all, it's a great way to be a great steward of what God has entrusted you with for yourself and your family and His church to give this hour. Do your best, won't you? Pray about it. Our number is 877-291-0123. John, or folks can give online at relevantradio.com.
Glenn, I've said it so many times, it's not where you start, it's where you finish. 877-291-0123. The clock is ticking away, less than 15 minutes to go. Do you believe in miracles? To sports fans, it evokes memories of Al Michaels' famous call, the USA hockey team winning the gold in dramatic fashion at the 1980 Winter Olympics. Well, here at Relevant Radio, miracles happen every day. Miracle moments, you hear them so many times here on all the Relevant Radio shows. Conversion miracles of people who return to God, return to their Catholic faith after 10, 20, 30, even 50 years, something that they heard on Relevant Radio caused them to come back. This is what it's all about. This is what Relevant Radio does. Inspire and motivate countless souls to return to their Catholic faith through the media apostolate of Relevant Radio. Reach out and respond. Help us to bridge the gap between faith and everyday life by giving at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app, or give us a call, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We need your help. Six minutes after the hour, and welcome back to Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm John Morales. Thanks so much for being with us this hour as we continue our conversation with our good friend Bill Ulivieri, the owner of Senecal Capital Management. And we're talking about some world events. Also, we're going to dive into talking about the market and how it's reacting to this crisis situation in Afghanistan. Welcome back, Bill.
Thanks. Thank you.
Bill, let's talk about investor confidence in Afghanistan. Do you think it's going to drop? Some are saying it; they're expecting it to drop to an all-time low.
Well, you're talking about direct investment in Afghanistan, or just in general investor sentiment in across the globe?
Kind of both.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a great question, and I believe what I'm seeing is, you know, there's this divergence about what I see and hear in the media and what's actually happening in the marketplace. If investor confidence, if there was a flight to quality, if people were really scared, we might see that, say, in what is believed to be protection kind of assets like gold or silver. And we're not seeing that there. Gold is down 16% from its high made in the fall of 2020. Silver is down maybe 20% since then. And so what we're seeing is, while the market is making new highs, and we're hearing about that, you know, on the radio, we have $17 trillion of bonds that are paying a negative interest rate. We have inflation rates that are higher than the safety, the places that we go to hide, right? Where do we, when we want to go into the cave and hide and protect our assets, those are like, you're running into the mouth of the lion when you do that, because even 30-year bond funds are paying maybe 1.9%, and we have inflation at 3%, 4%, 5%. So I think what investors are feeling, the tone is very negative. The tone is that there's no place to hide. People don't know where to go with their money. And but there's no other investment, right? There is no other alternative other than to stay and play in this game. And I'm telling you that I've been in this business for 40 years, and it was like two places I see to go. One is, again, and I'm not just saying this to pump up and shill Relevant Radio. I believe in what you guys are doing. And this way to donate funds and donate your assets at all-time bubble leverage high before the bubble burst to you guys, I think that's a great idea, because you can do it in a tax-efficient manner. Secondly, is there everybody that are in their 60s and 70s are worried about long-term care. What's going to happen to my health with COVID? What's going to happen if I get the vaccine? What's going to happen if I don't get the vaccine? What happens if I get five more vaccines? How are our bodies going to respond to a vaccination that's still unapproved by the FDA, that's only in emergency use only? And I'm going to be honest with you, there's only one thing I can think of, and that is, there is this really cool insurance product that allows you to make a horizontal shift from your 401k, your IRA, to pay for long-term care if you or your loved one need it. And you both can use it at the same time. It's good until the day that you pass away. And so what I see is people are not, and it's okay because we're busy raising families. We're busy putting, food on the table. We're busy paying for ridiculous gas prices. There are only a few places to go that can help others or can help yourself. And those are the two things. And I'm telling you, if I saw something interesting out there, I would let you know. Because I'm an accredited investment fiduciary. I've got to say this, right? I've got to put my client interests ahead of my own. And I'm sorry, John, the emotion is getting to be at a fevered, boiled pitch, like a pot of water left standing on the stove. And this bubble is about to burst. This boil is going to pop. And we are going to see this in the next, if we don't see something happen in the next 10 days, in the next 3 weeks, I will be highly, highly shocked. Because I see it in the way my clients are talking and sending emails. And I don't know, I'm telling you, there's something going on here. And, got some explaining to do, Lucy. I don't know which way it's going to go, but I think we're going to see a big move.
From a spiritual perspective, Bill, a final word of encouragement during these difficult times, this bubble about to burst. What can you say to our listeners to give us a little encouragement here on a Thursday?
John, my favorite quote is from John Paul, right, who takes it from our Lord. Do not be afraid. We have to be men and women of faith. We have to be men and women of courage and stability, because when the stuff hits the fan, our phones are going to be the first ones to ring. Our doors are going to be the first ones to be knocked on. And we have to let these people in and help them and provide spiritual support for them. It happened here at our house and during the 9/11 event. It looked like we were having a confirmation party downstairs in the first floor, because we had so many people coming over scared, not knowing where to go. And even though they gave us no leeway for 30 years of being married and being faithful to our Catholic faith, they knew that this was the place to go to, because it gave them comfort. And also, we have to realize that all things work for good for those that love God and are called according to his purpose. So take a deep breath, stay faithful to the plan of life, and I think everything's going to be okay, because this too shall pass, my friend.
Be not afraid. I love that message of JP2. Thanks so much, Bill. I love your financial insights, but I especially appreciate your spiritual perspective. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, John. It's great to be with you guys.
Bill Ulivieri, owner of Senecal Capital Management in the Chicago area. And now it's time for another episode of Glenn Story Corner.
Perfect Pledge Week story here out of the Olympics in Tokyo recently. Our story today called A Gold Medal Giver. It's from Sunny Skies. Polish Olympian Maria Andrzejczyk earned the silver medal in the javelin at the Tokyo Olympics on August 11th. She announced she was auctioning off her prize medal to help save a young boy's life. Just 5 days after securing the silver in the javelin, Andrzejczyk said the auction would be announced on her Facebook page. She chose to raise funds for Maloczek Malisa, an 8-month-old boy needing to travel from Poland to Stanford University in California to have life-saving heart surgery. She does not know Malisa, but wrote that she knew his cause was the right choice after reading online pleas for help from his parents. Andrzejczyk wrote that Malisa needed about $385,000 to cover the cost of transportation and treatment. The true value, she said, of a medal always remains in the heart, as she spoke to the Times of London, saying, "A medal is only an object, but it can be of great value to others. This silver can save lives instead of collecting dust in a closet. That's why I decided to auction it to help sick children." On August 17th, the devout Catholic announced that the auction was closed. Zabka, a Polish convenience store chain, made the winning bid. Zabka confirmed the good news on Facebook. The store also gracefully declined to accept her silver medal. "We're moved," they said, "by the beautiful and extremely noble gesture of our Olympian. We also decided the silver medal from Tokyo will stay with Ms. Maria." Philippians 2:3, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves."
Thanks so much, Glenn. That'll do it for this edition of Morning Air. For Glenn Leverins, producers Gabby Burke, Mariano Gomez, Sarah Tafoya, and our entire Morning Air team, I'm John Morales. Thanks so much for joining us. Be not afraid. Let your light shine before all. The Patrick Madrid Show is straight ahead as the Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Oh, and does that pledge drive ever continue, John, here at 877-291-0123 and online at relevantradio.com and on the mobile app as well. We have multiple matches going on for the next 5 minutes. It's a partnership challenge hour, meaning everything's been matched 100% all hour long, and that continues. But for the next 5 minutes, I'm not sure how much of this is left. We have an extra special gift, a challenge grant of $15,000 on top of the regular match. So if you give now, it gets matched and matched again to the tune of 100%, up to $15,000 in extra matching funds. Wow, we've got some generous folks making things like this happen. Can you respond? Can you reach out and respond at 877-291-0123? Can you take advantage of this really special time to give right now and be a fabulous steward of what God has provided you with, to give you enough to take care of yourself and your family and the work of the church as well? We strive to do that as we work with the bishops. We give you the latest from Rome all the way down to your local parish. All of that for you here at Relevant Radio. And where else can you find Catholic news unspun by the secular press? We aim to be a good source of that. We work with the church. That's why we can say we can come to you and ask you to give generously, to do the Lord's work. Our mission statement here at Relevant Radio, simple as it is, to bring Christ to the world through the media, bringing Christ to the world through the media. What a great job to work together on. You're the world's greatest audience. We love working with you here. The number is 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. Give now. You won't regret it. You'll help Relevant Radio keep going strong for 3 more months, and you'll get matched not once but twice the rest of this hour. Just 4 more minutes to go, John.
Clock is ticking, just like in sports. Glenn, I know there's somebody out there that's financially blessed that is listening to us right now that could write a check for $15,000 in a heartbeat without batting an eyelash. Every day here on Morning Air, we hear from an amazing lineup of spiritual directors, holy priests like our very own Father Rocky, Father Burke Masters, Father Marcel Tyone, Father James Kubicki, and many others. Our Relevant Radio spiritual directors provide wisdom-filled direction every day for your spiritual life and will help you find the grace in ordinary moments of your everyday life. Recently, I was moved by an explanation of one of my favorite verses, Colossians 3:17, where St. Paul says, "Whatever you do in work or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him." This sums up what it means to sanctify your work. What is this kind of spiritual direction work? Can you put a dollar amount on it? And yet, you get it every single day. You get it for free, coast to coast here on Relevant Radio. Please reach out and respond. Please support the work of Relevant Radio. We need your help. The clock is ticking. Give online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or give us a call right now, 877-291-0123. Do it now, 877-291-0123.
About 2 minutes left in this super-duper match here, the 100% match. And then on top of that, our challenge grant up to $15,000 in extra matching money this hour only. Take advantage now. If you're thinking about giving, if you know you're going to give by the end of the week, if you give now, your money will go absolutely as far as possible. We thought that was the case with the 100% match, but we have an extra match on top of that right now. Matched one for one up to $15,000. Thanks for taking advantage of this moment in time to help Relevant Radio continue to be here for this moment in time. Bill Ulivieri talking about the crazy times we live in right now, what that may do to the markets, what that may not do to the markets, and folks might be a little worried about that among other things in life right now. God is eternal. God's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The same God you read about in Scripture is the same God that's operating today. We can serve him. We can tell others about him. We can do that through Relevant Radio. Will you join us in this fabulous mission, this job with the eternal consequences, spreading the good news? Thanks for reaching out and responding now at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.
1 minute ago, our mission, bringing Christ to the world through the media here at Relevant Radio and on Morning Air. We have a special love and respect for the Scriptures, the Word of God. I've said it many times. The Word of God is extremely powerful because it's not only the words of man, but of God, inspired by the Lord Holy Spirit. Please open your heart. Every time we hear the Word of God proclaimed, Christ is passing by. Every day, we bring you little nuggets of the Word of God with the Scriptures and the Playbook of Life and the Holy Gospel. Let us be attentive to the Word of God. Please open your heart and give to the mission of Relevant Radio so we can continue to bring the Word of God to you at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or call us right now, 877-291-0123. Please, I beg of you, reach out and respond, 877-291-0123.